Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
It's Q104. Good morning, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Happy birthday today to Bryce, Alyssa's husband.
Yay! The big 3-0.
Did you have a chance to see him this morning before you went to work?
Well, I stayed up until midnight to make sure that I was the first one to tell him happy birthday. So technically, I saw him this morning.
Okay, but he was sleeping this morning when you went to work.
When I actually woke up for work, he was sleeping.
Yes.
So I did a little undercover secret decorating before he wakes up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So
I was up and at him this morning.
Yeah, you had to get up early to decorate the house for him?
Yeah, I went ahead and my sister-in-law helped me last night. We blew up a bunch of balloons and then just stuffed them in the closet so that this morning I could just take them out and just spread them everywhere.
Oh.
So yeah, that was nice. So hung up a little banner, and he's got some gifts waiting for him that I'm sure are going to drive him nuts.
Why would it drive him nuts?
Because he knows he's not supposed to open them until I get home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I trained
him well.
Does he work today?
No. He took the day off.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah. So we're going to, we have family in town. His brother is in town, and his wife, my sister-in-law, is here too. Mm-hmm. So after I get home today, we are going to the Rock Hall for all of their first time. My first time in 10 years.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. I hope that they still have the SNL exhibit.
Yeah.
We shall see. And then tonight we are going to Birdie Town, the mini golf place, the mini golf bar restaurant that opened last year.
Did you give me a gift certificate
for
that?
Yes, that's the place that I got you a gift certificate for.
I still have that gift certificate.
Yes, I know, because I assume you would have told me how it was if you went, and I've been waiting. But that's okay.
Well, I think Paula and I said we should use this with Alyssa and Bryce, and we just have not found
it. No, it was for a date night for you guys.
Oh, it's just for the two of us?
I got it for you for your birthday in, March?
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a minute.
All right, we'll use it. We'll get to it eventually.
We'll get there.
Well, good for Bryce.
I'm excited. I'm so happy that he's finally in the 30-something club. Oh, my God. I've been on this island by myself for years now.
Yeah, look at you dating a younger man.
I know. I'm such a cougar over here.
So Bryce and Alyssa used to live downtown when they first moved here, when Alyssa joined the show from roughly May of 2024 until November of 2024, if I'm right. When you were downtown, did you know that there was a yoga studio on the other side of the street? On Prospect?
I feel like I did know that. I looked at some stuff around here. I always saw people walking with yoga mats too.
Yeah.
So that checks.
That's why I bring it up, because I have so many random questions that I have written down that it's getting out of control. So I need to get to some of this here.
You need to start addressing some of these things.
So when I leave work, sometimes I'll pull out of the parking garage. This is the Halley Building parking garage. And so I'm on Prospect, and I'll see a bunch of people with yoga mats. And I'm where are they going? I don't even know. And then I'm looking around, it's not like I can stop in the middle of the street there on Prospect, but I'm all right, I think that's an architecture firm.
Where are they going?
Yeah, where are they going?
Are they going with these yoga mats?
And so finally I Googled it. I guess there's a place called Yoga Strong, and it's over on Prospect.
Okay.
That's where it is.
That checks. Yeah. I feel like every time, like, I leave work and I see somebody walking around with their yoga mat, because I'll see people out there at, like noon, 12:30.
Yeah, exactly right.
And I'm like, dang, I'm going home to just be a couch potato. You got me feeling bad about myself now. Like,
would you ever want to go over and do a yoga class? Or is that not your thing?
I like the idea of it. I want to be that girl. I do. But I'm just not that girl.
Well, have you tried it, though?
Yeah. I'm not a yoga person. It's too slow for me. I like Pilates more. If I had to choose, more of a Pilates person myself.
You need to be active during a workout.
Yeah, I can't just be still.
Because I'm looking at, I'm on their website right now. It looks like they might offer hot yoga.
Oh, no, absolutely not. I'm so out.
See, you say that, but you haven't
tried
it.
That sounds miserable. Hot yoga.
I don't know. It looks like 90 degrees.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure I've done studios even hotter than that. I was the same way the first time that I ever did hot yoga. I was like, I'm not going to be able to do this. I'm not going to be able to hang. And then the first class, like, if you can't do it, all they do is, or at least the class that I was taking, they said, just don't leave the room. Just don't leave the room. Just if you want to lay there.
Oh, then I would feel like suffocated and like, oh my God, why can't I leave?
They're like, just lay there for 90 minutes if you want to. And it's very peaceful. I actually at least did some of the poses before. I was like, all right, you know, I gotta pass out here for a while. But then I never left the room, and then I kept going back, and I did hot yoga for a good 2 years.
Oh, wow.
And I really, really enjoyed it, and I miss it. And it's really just a time thing. It's 90 minutes. Like, every class is usually like 90 minutes.
That's an hour and a half. That's a big chunk of time to dedicate to something.
Right. And then you figure you got to be there 15 minutes early and 15 minutes to recover.
Yeah.
And then, so that's a 2 hour chunk out of my day that, you know, once I had kids, I was like, I can't just give up 2 hours of my life every day for hot yoga.
No, that's, well, put it this way. I'll try anything once.
Yeah.
I will try a hot yoga class with you, but I can almost guarantee that after that one class, you will never, never, ever want to do a hot yoga class with me ever again.
So you're going in with the wrong attitude. You got to go in with, I'm going to do this. I'm going to accomplish this.
No, I'm going to go just to prove to you that you never want to take me again.
The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Justin Bieber. Daisies. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa. You know, we have not been following this story with Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni. Some movie that they did. And it's so complicated.
It's so convoluted.
But there's always like new lawsuits popping up, going back and forth. Justin Baldoni's camp wants to depose Taylor Swift.
That's been rumored for like months.
Well, no, it's not rumored. They actually made the request and a judge denied it.
Oh.
And then a few days later, so this is back on September 15th, they had a process server try to serve Taylor Swift deposition papers. And all of this is happening in Kansas, where Travis Kelce lives.
Uh-huh.
So this process server, this is all coming out this morning, he tried to jump the fence at Travis Kelce's house.
What? Are you allowed to do that when you're serving someone papers?
You know, that's a great question. I don't know. I don't know if you're allowed to trespass when you're a process server.
It feels like you're not, but... I mean,
you've seen it in movies and TV shows where process servers go the extra mile to serve somebody. You've been served.
Right.
You know, and I don't know what that's like. I've never been served.
And it's always like a big dramatic scene.
But this guy tried to jump a fence at Travis Kelce's house, and he was arrested. The other thing that I noticed about this, he was arrested at 2 in the morning.
What was he doing trying to serve deposition papers at 2 o'clock in the morning?
I don't know. That's the other bizarre thing.
You could pick a better time to serve those.
Like, I don't know. Like, in his mind, he's like, well, they're asleep.
Yeah, they're asleep. So, I mean, all I'm saying, if somebody came to the door for me at 2 a.m., I'm not waking up. Well, I'm not going to hear that.
You're also not obligated to answer the door. So I don't understand
what
this guy was thinking. But
there were some choices made.
Yeah, like I said, that's a complicated story. We really have not been following that very closely, but we'll just share the bizarre things. That to me is really bizarre. Okay, good vibes on the way this morning. 216-474-0104. If you want to share your good vibe with us, like something that's going on this week that you're looking forward to, really just what is bringing you some joy in the moment? 216-474-0104. Share that with us. Good vibes at 6:55 on the way. Jessica in Elyria, good morning.
Morning.
We hear you have good vibes to share.
Yes. So my daughter was born 3 months early, and she was born less than 2 pounds. This week, she's doing really well. So this week, she weighed in more than 16 pounds. Now, that might not seem like a big thing, but at 15 months, it's a huge deal for us. And then she also had a growth spurt, and she practically skipped the 9-month close. Like, she had maybe 2 weeks, and now she's in 12 month, and we are so ecstatic.
What is your daughter's name, Jessica?
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth is home with you, right? Elizabeth is home and is healthy and just eating and gaining weight.
Yes.
That is amazing.
Yes. We're very happy that she keeps gaining weight. Like, she loves Italian sausage, which is so weird.
Oh, my gosh. Their little taste buds are so funny.
Oh, man. She likes anything with some spice, and it just makes you laugh so hard.
Already? Wow.
This weekend, Elizabeth wants to go to Little Italy.
This is Elizabeth's request.
Yeah.
At 18 months.
And a butcher shop, and just buy those, just the links of sausage that are all, like, together. You just get a big... throw it around your shoulder, take it home. This is for Elizabeth. She loves that Italian sausage.
You joke, but when we went to the fair, we got her an Italian sausage, and she almost ate the entire thing herself.
Are you serious?
Hey.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
You know, that's huge for her tiny belly.
Hey, the girl knows what she likes.
Yes, she does.
Jessica, that's awesome. Thank you so much for listening to us and sharing your good vibe this morning.
Yes, have a good day.
Happy eating with you and Elizabeth.
Thank you.
You've got Q104, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. Alyssa's husband is celebrating his 30th birthday today.
He is.
Happy birthday to Bryce. And to help celebrate, Bryce's brother is in town.
Yes.
And so Alyssa has been doing a little, she's been the tour guide for the past couple days, and doing a lot. She's been a lot more social than she normally is.
It's true.
When she doesn't have guests in town, usually weekends are just lounging around the house.
Yeah, just taking it easy. But we've been running around doing all the things this past weekend.
So she told me that she went to a night fair, and I'm curious to find out about that. I've never heard of a night fair. I didn't know we had those in Cleveland. What is a night fair?
I mean, it's a fair at night, but
right. We've cleared that up.
But actually, this was the first annual. I thought it was, but I just double checked to make sure.
You can't call something the first annual if it's the first one.
It's manifesting for the future, for the future annual night fairs. But this one was in Old Brooklyn. It was at the Brookmere Cemetery. It was so freaking cool. So it was like a bunch of people, like artists, like makers with their little like trinkets and doodads and art prints and stickers. And I mean, there was crochet, there was plants, there was comics. There was so much cool stuff like that. There was, like music performance. I think there was a magician. We did not get to see him, but he was on the schedule, and I was very bummed that we did not get to see him. There was like tarot readings, but it was really, really neat.
How did you find out about this?
Actually, on Facebook. Like, I saw it on like a Facebook event. I think my mom sent it to me. And I was like, that looks really cool. And it was like, I don't know, like 10 minutes from my house. So we checked it out, and it was actually really packed.
So why at night? Like, what time at night are we talking? We're not talking like 1 a.m.
No. Okay. So it was 5 to 10. So it was more of like a dusk.
Okay.
Yeah. We went at about 7, but especially like Brookmere Cemetery. I mean, I've never been over there, but it's like very wooded, like really tall trees. So even though it was still kind of light out, it was starting to get a little like twilight spooky, you know?
Was that the whole point? Like, why hold this night fair at a cemetery?
Well, it's kind of like the kickoff of spooky season, okay, right? Like creeping into fall.
Because everything you described, you know, those are events all over Northeast Ohio. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like Third Friday at 78th Street yeah. Studios. It's the same thing. It's art. It's
well, all of the creators kind of had a little bit of like a spooky flair, if that okay. makes like some of them were had like art that was like Michael Myers art or like I got this little sticker that's like Care Bears made into Chucky and Tiffany. Mm-hmm. Right. Like so stuff like that. And then, you know, the signs around Ohio that say like hell is real.
No.
No. Okay. they had like little like artwork, like rugs made of that. I don't know.
Where are those signs? Where are you going?
Drive far enough in Ohio yeah. and there's signs around that say hell is real.
I'm in my little bubble, I guess, just driving from downtown to Rocky River. I don't see those signs.
It was very cool. It was free. And
good.
They even had like face painting and like tarot readings, and we got to walk through the cemetery too, and we were looking at like all the different like headstones, and I was trying to find the oldest one. I think the oldest one that I found was like 1789 or something.
I ask because I don't know. Are you able to just go to a cemetery and have a night fair? Like, do you need a permit for that?
So I wasn't sure either. I mean, I assume that they had to have had all their ducks in a row.
I would think so. You can't just go to a cemetery and do that. I would think somebody would have an issue
right.
with that.
But I did actually think that it was very cool. Like, I'm really not a big cemetery person. Like, even, like, going to, like, pay respects for my family.
No, I'm not either.
It's just not for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually really enjoyed it. And I was like, it kind of feels like we're, like, partying with those who have passed. I don't know. It felt like a really, like, fun celebration. Because everybody was kind of looking at all the graves. And some of them have been grown over. But it was, like, kind of nice to give, I don't know, just give them a little more attention. It was fun.
All right. We're going to leave it there.
Okay. Anyways, I got a really cute little keychain, and his name is Fred.
You felt like you were partying with the dead.
Is that weird? I don't know. I thought it was fun. Then I got this little keychain, and I named him Fred, and he has teeth. I'll post a picture on our Instagram, because I'm obsessed with him, and he's my favorite little thing. Forget a Labubu.
Yes.
I got a Fred.
Please look at that. At your leisure.
At the Q Morning Show on
Instagram. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Instagram.
You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, Bill and Alyssa. The group chat. Let's get to the group chat. So this is something, maybe you're struggling with something. Maybe you've got some sort of a dilemma, something you're trying to work out. You need some extra opinions, extra advice before you come to your final conclusion.
It's pretty much just like the group chat that you have with your friends, except for here, not only are we your friends, but we are probably less biased than your friends.
Eric and Parma, good morning.
Good morning.
What's going on with you?
So my little pickle that I'm in here is my younger brother came to me the other day and he asked for a favor. And I am really quite conflicted on whether I want to help him out or not.
Okay.
All right. So what was that favor?
So he asked if I'd loan him some money, which is already a little red flag, but I'm open to it. But the problem is he wants to buy his girlfriend an engagement ring with this money, and he asked for $3,000.
Oh, wow. That's a pretty nice ring.
$3,000 to buy you a nice ring, but this is in addition to the money he already has. He wants to buy like a really, really nice ring, and he wants to do it this year. He wants to propose by the end of the year, and he can't save up the amount of money he wants to buy for this like huge rock, and he wants me to like front that.
Okay, so there's a reason why he's asking, because I would probably tell my brother, or my brother would tell me, because I think my brother makes more money than me. I would say, look, you can't propose until you are ready with the money. You got to have the money
right,
yourself.
Like that's part of it.
Like don't. Yeah, absolutely. It's not time yet if you don't have the money all saved or all in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
But he wants to do it this year.
Yeah, he wants to do it. He wants to do it now. And I don't want to tell him no, but I don't want to give him the money either. So
now, do you just not want to give him the money because of this whole thing that we're saying that it's like, hey, like if you don't have the money for a ring, maybe you shouldn't do this yet? Or is it like you just don't want him to get engaged right now? Like what's going on there?
Well, yeah, there is that. And then the real kicker here is that just I'll just square away. Don't like the girl.
Oh, all right.
There it is.
And they've been together since high school, since they were like 15, and they've broken up like 8,000 times and gotten back together and all that. And no one, it's not just a me thing. No one thinks they should get together, but they keep ending up back together again. Shocker. And now he's going to like put a rock on her finger that he obviously can't afford.
Now, why don't you like her? Like, I mean, there's a lot of history there if they've been together since high school, but like, if you can sum it up in a nutshell.
Jeez. Cause I'm like, we could go on for a while, but, I don't think she treats him well. She's not nice to him. She doesn't treat him well, like, in front of the family. She does that, like, belittling thing in public. I think even on top of it, she's, like, trying to be some kind of, like, Instagram influencer type thing or something. I don't know. And, like, he's always, like, taking pictures of her doing stuff. And she just gives him a lot of problems, honestly. He's no saint by any stretch. But bottom line is, though, I don't think they should get married, let alone get engaged with a $5,000 ring that I bought, you know?
Right.
Okay, so let's say you really like this girl. Let's say that, that you thought that she and your brother would be perfect together. Would you give them the money then?
I think I would. I still hold your point. Like, you should kind of be ready to go or just spring for the $2,000 ring. He already has $2,000. He wants to spend $5,000. Mm-hmm. Like, you should be okay with that if you're that solid. But, like, I guess in this hypothetical, if she was amazing, I might consider it. I don't know. At this point, I'm just like, the more I'm talking to you guys out loud, I'm like, this is a hard no, and now I just need to figure out.
Yeah, like, how do you tell your brother that?
Yeah, how do you say that?
Yeah. It's like, I'm going to sit him down and be like, I want to be as nice as I can, but your girlfriend is crap.
Okay. 216-474-0104. Eric's brother has come to him and asked for money, a little help to buy an engagement ring for his brother's girlfriend.
A little help? $3,000.
Eric has the money. but he's hesitant to give the money to his brother because, well, for a few reasons. Number one reason being he doesn't like his brother's girlfriend.
Yeah.
What does he do next? 216-474-0104. It's the group chat on the Q Morning Show. You don't remember that song?
No.
LFO. That was the other song from LFO.
Oh, I've only ever heard Summer Girls.
Yeah.
I do love that song, though.
Yeah, that hit came out after Summer Girls.
Oh, my gosh. I thought that was like the Jonas Brothers.
Circa 2001, I believe.
Okay.
7:30 banger this morning. You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Bill and Alyssa. We're also in the middle of the group chat. We were talking to Eric, who has a little brother. Little brother has a girlfriend, on and off girlfriend. And the brother has come to Eric and said, I want to ask her to marry me. Can you help me? I want to do it this year. I've got $2,000. Yeah. Can you give me $3,000 so I can get a nice ring for her? And Eric, it sounded like when we were talking to Eric, like he made his decision while he was talking to us.
That's what I got out of it, too. Like, as he was talking, he realized what he wanted to do anyways.
Let's go to Sharon in Parma. Sharon, good morning. Sharon, oh, I got to hit that button. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning.
Is it a no for you?
It is a no. I would say, dear little brother, please use your $2,000 down at the jewelry store. Finance the rest. Have it be on his brother.
Oh, that's a suggestion.
Yeah.
Financing through the, I wonder if there's a reason,
like, why?
Jewelry store. I was trying to think, what is it? Where do you buy rings from? I couldn't think of the name for a second.
That would be a jeweler.
Jewelry store.
But no, I mean, like, I wonder if he's, like, looked into that, and I wonder if there's a reason why he can't. Because I would just think to do that initially, right? You make a big purchase. What do? You finance it. If you don't have a credit card, if there's a way to finance it or something to pay over time, I would think that would be the go-to.
I guess so. I've only bought one in my life,
And
I use PayPal.
Really?
Yeah, it was because we found this jewelry designer for Tiffany's.
Oh.
And so as her side hustle, she made her own rings. She designed her own rings and would ship them out.
Okay.
And so I had to pay her via PayPal. And it
that's sus.
And it accidentally charged me twice.
No. Oh my God. That's a big chunk of change to charge twice.
You're wondering how much too, aren't you?
I am.
Should I say, let's talk to Stacy in Akron first. Stacy, good morning. What is going on with my phones? Okay. Stacy, good morning. Hello.
Hi, good morning. Yes, I would definitely say it's a hard no. Whether he liked the girl or not, if his brother only has $2,000, he either gets a $2,000 ring or he can finance through the store or just save up the cash. You know, if he wants to do it in so many months, save it up and do it that way. But no, I would say definitely no.
Yeah, I'm not finding anybody, even on the text machine.
Yeah, I haven't seen a single text come through saying to front the money. I just don't think it's a good idea. And like, especially because Eric does sound so hesitant, like he doesn't want to. I think it's just going to create like a riff in the relationship potentially. And I would hate to see that.
Well, hold on. I want to address that in a second. Melanie in Berea, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts here? Should Eric loan his brother the money?
Yeah, I don't think so either. I think it's a bad idea to mix money with family. Mm. If he loans him that money, they're going to have to pay for the wedding. So how is he going to pay his brother back and pay for the wedding?
Mm.
And then,
yeah.
You know, if they go to dinner and he spends $50 on dinner, his brother's going to think, hey, that's $50 you could have paid me for your ring, the ring that I bought for her.
Yeah, I think it's just going to create like issues like that for these brothers in the long run. Do you see what I'm saying?
But what if his little brother actually paid him back? And even if the relationship doesn't work, I mean, who cares? Eric gets his money back.
I mean, that is true.
Not who cares. I mean, I don't want, you know, the relationship to end. I don't want it to end on a bad note. But
right.
But what I'm saying is if Eric gets his money back,
he's not losing out on anything.
Yeah. Maybe part of the problem is he really can't trust his brother to pay him back either.
I'm wondering that as well. Like, what's the history there? What's the track record? Because if he thought that he was going to for sure get paid back, I feel like he might have had a little more interest in maybe being like, I could, but yeah, I'm thinking it's a hard no here.
Do you want to know how much that PayPal transaction
was? Yes, I do. Mostly just because you did it through PayPal, and I would be so sketched out by that.
So I sent the payment. It was $7,000.
Oh.
And then it sent it through again.
Oh, that's right. Twice.
Another $7,000.
Oh, my God.
So I was flipping out. I was like, $14,000.
I just imagine you peed a little bit when you saw that.
So, yeah, believe me, I was like on the phone, like calling so many people. It's like, there's two transactions here. There should only be one.
It's a good thing that you and Paula did not have joint accounts yet because, whoo, she would have blown a gasket on you.
I don't even know if she knows that happened. I honestly don't remember. All right, coming up this morning, so many exciting things. Guardians tickets.
Yes, a four pack.
So this is a huge week for the Guardians. They have a chance to get into the playoffs. They have a chance to take over first place in the AL Central because the Tigers come into town. Tigers are in first place. The Guardians are a game behind them. A three-game series begins tonight. We have tickets for, I believe, Thursday night's game after 8 a.m. this morning. Also, Alyssa's College of Knowledge for Ice Cube tickets. That's coming up, the Q Morning Show. Jason in Brook Park is here to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. It's a five-question general knowledge trivia challenge. If you answer more questions correctly than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Jason, your five questions are coming right now. Number one, in what ocean can you locate the Bermuda Triangle?
Atlantic.
Question two, the last name of the professor in the game Clue.
Oh, Professor Mustard?
Question three. What is the only even prime number?
Two.
Question four. The killer, Ted Kaczynski, was also known as?
I don't know.
Final question. In what state can you find Yale University?
Is that still in Massachusetts?
All right, Jason, let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Oh, Jason, I don't think you're feeling good.
No, I'm not. Oh, geez.
You didn't do horrible. Yeah. You went 2 for 5.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And maybe these are some tough questions today. Maybe Alyssa will do even worse.
Maybe.
Alyssa, meet Jason in Brook Park.
Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
Alyssa, you need two questions correct to tie him. Any more than that, you win the game.
All right.
Question one. In what ocean can you locate the Bermuda Triangle?
The Atlantic.
Question two. The last name of the professor in the game Clue.
Oh, I have no idea.
Is that right?
That's a tough one.
That's hard. It is? Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't tell you the last time I played Clue.
Professor Plum, everyone.
Oh, okay. It's Colonel Mustard.
Colonel
Mustard. It is Colonel
That's
Mustard.
That's more than I know, Jason.
Question three. What is the only even prime number?
16.
Sorry, it's 2.
Yeah.
I forget what a prime number is then.
Those math questions will trip us up. Every single time.
Get me every time.
Question four. The killer Ted Kaczynski was also known as?
Boston Strangler?
The Boston Strangler. Incorrect. He was the Unabomber. There must be some difficult questions in here,
today.
Jason.
These are tough.
Because now Alyssa needs this question. If she does not get this question correct, we do not get the tie, and Jason will win Alyssa's College of Knowledge. In what state can you find Yale University?
Is it in Massachusetts?
I am sorry. Wow. Yale University is located in Connecticut.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
We have a losing streak going now.
Oh, I don't like it at all. I don't like it.
That's two losses in a row for Alyssa.
Dang, Jason, you beat me with two.
Those were very, very tough questions.
Yeah, those were like next level, Bill.
I didn't think they were tough at all.
You need to chill.
I didn't think they were difficult at all. Jason, you win Alyssa's College of Knowledge. You have tickets to see Ice Cube. You also have the diploma that we're going to send to your house and the pennant that we're going to send to your house.
We got a bunch of goodies for you.
Awesome. Thank you. My name is Jason, and I just graduated from Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
We have the hottest tickets in town. Guardians tickets coming up in a second. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa and our friend Curtis Danberg, the Vice President of Communications and Community Impact for your Cleveland Guardians, joining us in studio right now. Curtis, what is going on at the corner of Carnegie and Ontario?
Seriously, what is going on?
We're on a historic run. We need to seal the deal, but you talk about peaks and valleys. We lost 10 games. We lost 19 of 20 games. We won 10 games. I mean, the dramatic highs and lows have been something. But we're rolling.
Talk about that history, because if I'm correct, the Guardians in the AL Central were down
15 and a half
games. And when they overcome that this week, I'm saying when they overcome that this week, because the Tigers are in town starting tonight. The Tigers are the team that's in front of us. It's like somebody wrote a movie.
It's never been done before.
It's never
Major
been
League
done
Baseball
before.
History.
Wait, like really?
Nobody has come back from that far of a deficit.
And that's crazy.
The Guardians have a way of making Major League Baseball history.
Yeah.
And
just what we do.
That's the first step. We've got a long way to go, but one day at a time, we have to take care of business, and the Tigers are here.
Yeah.
It's a great chance for the fans. Steven Vogt said after the game, we need your support. Come out here. We're sitting like mid-20s. Tonight, so it's going to be a beautiful night. The rain's going to move out of here. And
nice.
Great chance to come and support your team.
All right, so let's pack the ballpark for these three games with the Tigers, and then the games
Rangers
this weekend.
Rangers are important, too.
That, very important. Every single game the rest of the way is important.
Yeah, they're all important.
And it's a wonderful opportunity to take your kids to a game where the ballpark is just rocking. Because that's what I remember growing up when I was a kid, when the ballpark is just electricity, circulating through
just
the ballpark.
Buzzing.
And that's what we need to have it be this week. So what do we got going on for tickets this week?
So you fee-free. You have until tonight's first pitch at 6:40. You can purchase tickets for the entire homestand fee-free at cleguardians.com or the MLB ballpark app. So great opportunity to take advantage of that. 6:40 first pitch. Tonight, tomorrow, and Thursday. And then Rangers come to town. We have fan appreciation night on Saturday. So we have fireworks. We've got dollar dogs. We've got the $2 beers pregame in the district, really to celebrate the fans and hopefully celebrate a victory, too.
This is exciting.
These are the playoffs.
Dollar dogs on a Saturday?
Yeah.
What?
I have chills right now. And driving in this morning, Progressive Field was all lit up. They had all the lights are on. I did notice... Curtis, and maybe you noticed it too, and maybe it's driving you crazy a little bit. The I is out in field.
I didn't know that.
You did not see that? It's Progressive Field, and then the I is out. So I don't know, if you have to get the
main
big
sign.
Yeah, the main side coming in from 90. So just get the big ladder out today and
go grab a light bulb and just fill it in.
I just wanted you to know so you can get that replaced today.
Thanks for looking out.
And thank you for bringing the tickets. So
yes, more importantly, thank you for those.
So the Guardians want to send you to Thursday night's game.
Thursday night's game. Very important 6:40.
Key game against the Tigers. So we have four tickets for you right now. Let's give those away to caller 14, 216-474-0104. Thank you for the tickets, Curtis.
You got it. Go Guards. Let's get some wins.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's do this! It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. So I don't know where I saw this. It must have been social media. And a lot of times when I'm on Instagram, I'll see a meme or something and I'll write it down and be like, that might be interesting to talk about on the show. Mm-hmm. So I don't know the accuracy of this particular fact, but I thought we could just discuss it as if it were fact.
Okay.
2 in 5 women have settled in relationships and they knew it on their wedding day that they were settling.
Huh. That's like, very interesting to me. That feels high.
2 in 5?
2 in 5,
it
yeah.
Does seem high to me as well.
That's a lot. I mean, that's a lot of women to feel like they're settling before you even say I do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a lot.
Okay. So are you not believing it?
I'm not on board. I mean,
okay.
I don't fall into that category.
Yeah, it might be. I don't know where the information is coming from. You know, like I said, it's on social media, so I don't have the research to back it up here.
Yeah. I guess it depends on what you consider settling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how much can you put up with that you have to consider it settling, or is it just a difference in person?
Why would someone even want to settle?
It's a good question.
The first thing that came to my mind was, you just don't want to be alone.
Yeah, I was going to say, I've actually been talking about this, like, with a friend recently, like, who, like, another one of our friends, really bad, like, just not a toxic relationship, but, like, not good for one another, particularly. And we were talking about that. I think it does come down to, like, afraid of being alone, maybe not knowing how to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
It's a scary thing. If it's not something that you're used to, I could see that.
I always joke that my wife, Paula, settled for me. Like, I'm the guy that she settled for.
Now, why do you think that she settled for you, though?
Based on the guy that she was dating before me. He's a doctor.
I know. No, I know.
Yeah. So when they were dating, he would take her all over the world. They went to...
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, Switzerland, Germany, probably a lot of other places that I can't think of right now.
I'll be honest, it sounds tiring.
Expensive places that I have never taken her. I've only taken her out of the country once, and that was to Ensenada, Mexico.
Nice. Ensenada's fun, though.
Yeah.
Good time there.
We haven't even been to Canada together.
Wow, geez.
And, I mean, I know, when she used to drive around, like, one of his cars, like, his family
was very well off.
Uh-huh.
And so his family allowed her to drive around some BMW. Like, they just, they're like,
they just loaned it out to her.
Do you need a car? We've got this extra BMW. You just drive this around.
Huh.
Now, I am not the reason that they were broken up before Paula and I met.
Right.
So she did not leave him for me. But still.
I don't think that she settled for you, though, because I feel like maybe she just doesn't. I mean, because I look at that and I'm like, I don't know. That sounds tiring. I don't want to be running all over tarnation.
It sounds tiring.
It does. I'm tired just thinking about that. Like, maybe it's just not her jam.
It's very exhausting to drive around in your BMW.
And I mean, I'm sure there is a world. Okay. Well, I'm sure that there is a world where maybe somebody ended up settling with someone who is a jet setter and they're not into it. Like, if I was like that, Bryce would hate that. Sometimes even when I just want him to get up out of bed on a Saturday, he's like, oh, really? Do I have to? Like, I don't know. I don't think she settled, though.
216-474-0104. Do you agree with this survey?
2 in 5 women saying that they settle before they even get married.
And they knew it when they said the words, I do. Do you disagree with it? Do you feel like you fall into that category?
Yeah, and if you do, then what are you settling on?
Yeah.
I am going to be nosy. I do want to know that.
216-474-0104. You've got the Q Morning Show. Thank you so much for settling for us this morning. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. So I saw this survey. It was not really a survey. It was a fact on social media, and who knows if it was actually a fact.
Yeah, who's to say?
Because I have not seen the research to back that up. But it says 2 in 5 women have settled in relationships, and they knew it as they were walking down the aisle. And so I'm just throwing it out there for conversation. See what comes back. Jessica in Akron, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, you've been married how many times?
3 times.
And for any of those marriages, did you feel like you were settling?
The first two, absolutely. The first one, I remember looking at my best friend on the way to the wedding venue, which was Stan Hewitt, so big fancy wedding.
Mm.
And I said, I don't think I should be doing this. Like, I don't know if I want to do this.
And it just occurred
to you in that
moment? And then
the second time, years later, the girl that did my hair, I actually ended up working for her for 10 years. And she told me, like, 10 years later, after my second marriage, she said, I remember when you married Aaron, you sat here in this chair and said, I don't really want to do this.
Oh, my gosh. So you went through with it, though?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the second one netted me 2 beautiful children, so it worked out wonderfully. The third one, he just wasn't my person, but I did not have any doubts going in. It was just one of those things.
All right, but for the first one, you didn't realize that you were settling until your wedding day?
Oh, yeah, on my wedding day, I just kind of remember things, like, hitting me. I really, like, picture it. I was driving, and she was in the passenger seat, and we were in Cuyahoga Falls, and I remember driving down Portage Trail, looking at her, going, I don't think this is it.
And what
that
did she
one,
even
you
say?
Know, I should have paid attention. She was like, oh, I'm sure you just have cold feet, you know. But there were many events during the ceremony and reception that should have cemented that feeling, but unfortunately, I held on a little longer.
How long did that first marriage last?
Well, it took about 2 years to get divorced, but it fell apart within less than 6 months. So it was definitely, I should have followed my gut instinct before the, you know, champagne fountain wedding cake and the chocolate swans and the carriage house. So that was an expensive lesson to learn.
Yeah, but it's good memories, and that's something.
Oh,
you know?
Absolutely. And we are still friends. We are still friends on the Book of Faces. We are, you know, it didn't end well at the time, but years later, we're able to look back on it. We still exchange Christmas cards with his new wife, and they have 2 beautiful
really
children. Yeah, and the second one, you know, I got to deal with. He's the dad of my kids.
He
has not grown any greater over the years, unfortunately, but, you know.
I mean, as a
and
child
the third
of divorce,
one is just a year old.
It
so,
just makes
you know.
My heart, like, really happy when people who are divorced can remain at least civil, even better if there's, like, a good relationship.
Jessica, thank you for listening to us and for calling up. I'm constantly amazed by how you will hear bad news, but then you'll always put, like, some spin on it at the end. It's like, well, I know that you got divorced after 6 months, but at least you have those memories. Like, I don't even...
Bill just started laughing at me when I said that. I'm like, did I say something wrong?
No. Like, you will always find that silver lining somewhere.
I do my best.
You don't even know if she has good memories from that first marriage.
Well, I assume that the wedding has some fun memory, like the YMCA, maybe a fun dollar dance in there. I don't know.
It's very expensive to divorce, but hey, we did the chicken dance.
Well,
let's go to Rachel and Avon Lake. Rachel, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so 2 in 5 women admit they knew they settled when they said yes, when they agreed to get married. What are your thoughts on that?
I think I'm one of the two women that believe that they settled when they got married.
You think you settled?
Yeah, and I also don't think that settling is the worst thing ever, necessarily a negative thing.
What? Settling on somebody that you're going to spend the rest of your life with, you don't think that that's that bad?
Well, no. I mean, let's be real. Doesn't everybody settle to some degree in a relationship? Like, nobody's the perfect partner. You know, I think that everyone, if they're honest with themselves, there is degrees of settling. There's no fantasy relationship out there where it's like two puzzle pieces perfectly fitting together.
Mm. So would you say that there's like different tiers of settling?
Well, yeah, because for example, when I got married, I settled for someone who is not as outgoing as I would like them to be, you know?
Okay.
I'm an outgoing person. I love to go out with my friends. I like to go out and experience new things. And my husband, I can hardly get him out of the house. He just loves to stay home. And, you know, I also technically have settled for my in-laws because I don't really get along with them at all or see eye to eye with them on anything.
Mm-hmm.
But we make it work. They live in a different city. I don't have to talk to them or see them that often. It's not a huge deal. And so, like, in my eyes, you know, I have settled. I've settled for someone who also leaves his boxers on the floor in the bathroom. But otherwise, I got everything I wanted. And those things that I got were more important than somebody picking up their boxers off the floor or being willing to go out all the time.
Okay, I see what you're saying then. I don't know that I would consider that, like, settling. I feel like the word settling has, like, a way worse connotation to it. To me, that's just, like, a difference in people, opposites attract, that kind of thing.
I mean, I do feel like I've settled in a way, but it's not in a way that's like painful for me or detrimental. And I think that that's the difference for some people. Is it something that's really making you miserable or making you upset?
Yeah.
Or is it something that's kind of like, yeah, I'd be happier, but also they fulfill all the rest of my needs. So like, I consider it settling, but it's not so detrimental as some people settling seems to be.
Yeah, it's not ruining your day. It's not making you miserable. And I think that's when it's like really a problem.
Okay, interesting conversation. Thank you, Rachel, for your perspective on settling.
Thank you.
It's Q104. Ed Sheeran, camera. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa. Did you see this story about Camila Cabello?
I saw the headline.
Okay.
But I didn't actually get into the weeds of it.
Let's get into the weeds.
Yeah, I want to know more.
I really want you to know. I really want you to listen to this story. And then at the end, we can discuss.
Okay.
So picture this. This just happened back on September 19th.
Okay.
So it's a Friday night. And I should also let you know, this was on TikTok, but then People Magazine, people covered the story. That's the only reason I know the story.
Okay.
There's been people. All right. So Friday night, September 19th, Kelly Murray and her entire family are inside a hotel bar in Iowa. Why? Because Kelly's getting married there the next day. That's where a reception's going to be.
Okay.
And so they must have had the rehearsal dinner and they're just chilling out at this hotel bar in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
And then they run into Camila Cabello.
A random place, a hotel bar in Iowa, to run into Camila Cabello.
And Kelly Murray's like, oh my God, that's Camila Cabello. Everybody, that's Camila Cabello.
What?
And you know what? Her song, First Man, is our daddy-daughter dance tomorrow, our daddy-daughter dance song.
Really? That was already like a thing that she had planned.
So Kelly goes up to Camila Cabello, introduces herself and her family, and explains to her that we're using your song, First Man, tomorrow for our father-daughter dance. So Camila offers to attend the wedding the next day
and sing it to her live.
And I mean, that might be the only situation where, like, you'd be totally okay with someone inviting themselves to your wedding, right? Like, she just offered to come and sing it, to be the wedding singer.
Next day, hey, the wedding's right here tomorrow. Oh, I'll come back and I'll sing it. So here's a little bit. This is Camilla. So she gave it, she's on the mic saying something nice to Kelly and her dad before she sings the song.
I'm really honored to be a part of this moment for you, Kelly, and I'm happy to be a part of this, specifically this father-daughter dance moment, because I'm such a daddy's girl, and I feel like your dad, if you're lucky, is your first love, is your first hero, and he's the man that kind of sets the stage for, you know, for the next man in your life.
And then she sang the song,
aww,
and Kelly and her dad had their dance.
That's so sweet. I love this little side quest that she's on.
Is it sweet?
Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Yes, it's sweet.
Do you believe any of this?
Of what Camilla said?
What is you said it right at the beginning. What is Camilla Cabello doing at a hotel bar in Iowa?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I do think that that's kind of weird. I have questions.
I also think this is all set up.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
I'm sorry to be this person. I'm sorry to be...
Yeah, why'd you have to do that?
I'm sorry to be cynical. I don't actually feel good about it. It does make me feel guilty sometimes, but I don't believe this for a second. What would Camilla Cabello be doing in a hotel bar in Iowa and approachable?
Yeah, that's kind of where I, like, that's where it loses me, the approachable part.
Because, and, oh yeah, I'll stick around more night in Iowa and I'll sing tomorrow at your wedding.
I mean, is she on tour? Like, what is she doing?
Working on a new album?
I mean, because if she was on tour, if she had, like, a date, like an Iowa date, that would make sense. But I don't know if she was doing that.
I'm not buying this. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to be that guy. It just feels set up.
It feels like a setup.
I don't like to be conned. And if I'm wrong, I will publicly apologize. But it says that they are trying to figure out what Camilla Cabello was doing in Iowa. I just think it's
so they don't even have, like, the People article doesn't even say.
It doesn't say.
She just randomly appears at, like, a Hilton and is like, oh my God, a wedding. Like, okay, yeah, I'm on board now.
So, I'm sorry.
Damn it, Bill. Why you gotta do that to me? I got like 90 seconds of being like, oh, that's so sweet.
Well, again, I don't like to be...
Before you just whipped me back to 2025.
If this actually happened, great. But I don't want to be manipulated anymore. Okay? Liam Neeson and Pam Anderson falling in love.
Yeah.
I don't want to be manipulated.
We're on our toes after that.
I'm sorry to be that guy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.